Hier Mishnayis Mesechtes Vochim, Wodem Perach Chamishi. Mishnalef, Ezeyu Mekoimon Shos Vochim. Where is the place where you're supposed to make the Shechita on the Korbonis? So the locher is that Kodshe Kedoshim, that's a Korban Eulah, Korban Chates, Korban Oshom, Shechitosom Batzofen. The Shechita is supposed to be on the north side of the Azorah. What's going to be Par Visoy Shem HaKippurim? That's also a Purim, that's a Chates HaPnim, the Par Nesor Shem HaKippurim, Shechitosom Batzofen. Also the Shechita is supposed to be on the north side of the Azorah. And the Kibul Doma B'Chlisharas Batzofen, the Kabbalah Saddam also has to be on the north side of the Azorah, in the Klisharas. And Vidomin Toyin Hazoya Aben Habadim. What do we do with the Dam? After the Kabbalah Saddam on this Par and Soshim Kippurim, you have to make a Zrika Ben Habadim. This was Ben Habadim on the Oren, had the two staffs like sticking out. So between the two staffs of the Oren, that's where the first Zrika was. And then the second one was Ve'ala Pareches. On the Pareches, that's the curtain between the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then Ve'ala Mizbeach HaZov. On the Mizbeach HaPnim, Matona, they used to make a third set of Zrikas. Now, Matona Achas Me'er Ma'akevis. If they're missing even one of the Matonis, one of the Zrikas that they're supposed to, so it's not, it's Ma'akev. That's Loche, if you're missing one of them, here it's Ma'akev. Ma'ashenkem, by the other Chatoes, the Chatoes HaChitzoin, there, if you're missing, it's not Ma'akev. But by Chates HaPnim, if you're missing even one of them, it's Ma'akev. Shiori Hadam, what do you do with the leftover blood after you do these three sets of Zrikas? Shiori Hadam, Hoyeshefech HaYisoid Marovi, Shemazbech HaChitzoin, they used to spill it on the Marv, the west side, on the side of the Mizbech HaChitzoin, on the outside Mizbech, on the foundation, on the Marv side. And here, Imle Nosan, if you did not put the Shiori Adam on the side of Marovi, is La'ikav, this is not Makiv. The main thing is, are the Ikav's Rikas, not that the Shirayim is not Makiv. Now, Mishnah Beis, Purim Hanisrofim, Usirim Hanisrofim, what's the locha of a regular Par Hanisrofim, Parapanim, or the Sor Hanisrofim? Is Shchitosim Batzofen, also like the Sorvi of Yom Kippur, that the Shchit is done on the north side of the Azorah, and also the Kibbul Domo Mechlisharas Batzofen, the Kabbalah Saddam, you have to receive the Dam, a Kohen has to receive the Dam on the north side of the Azorah, in the Klisharas, the Dom and Toin Hazoya Ala Preches. Here, since it's a Chates HaPnim, you have to make a Zrika Saddam on the Preches, on the curtain between the Hechel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and only a second time, Bial Mizbech Hazov. On the inside Mizbech also you have to make four Zrikas. And here also, Maton Achas Me'er Ma'akevis, since it's a Chates HaPnim, any one of the Zrikas is Ma'akev. You do less than you're supposed to, you're not Yotza. Shiori Hadom, what do you do with the leftover blood after you make these two sets of Zrikas? Ha'yishrefach ha'yisayin marovi, Shemazbech ha'chitzoin. Again, just like the other Chates HaPnim, you're supposed to make the Shvicha of the Shrayim on the Yisoid, the foundation of the outside Mizbech, on the Marav, the west side. And again, Imloy Nosan, if the Kohen did not put the Shiuri Adam on the Mizbech HaChitzon on the Yisoid, is Lo Ikev, it does not stop, it's not Makev, Yisulav Yikapara. And Eilu V'Yel Nisrofim V'Beis Hadoshen, both of them, the Yom Kippurs and this Purim Nisrofim, Yom Nisrofim, used to burn the meat outside Yushlaim, Chutz L'Gimel Machnois, in a special place, the Beis Hadeshen. But the Pasuk says, V'Yitziyus Hadeshen HaMechus L'Machne HaMakom Tor. So that's where it used to burn the Purim HaNisrofim. Mishnah Gimel. Chates HaTzibur. What about a regular Chates HaTzibur? V'hayochad, a regular Chates that a Yochad brings, is like this. Elu hein Chates HaTzibur. What's considered a Chates that a Tzibur brings? That's Sirei Rosh HaChadoshim. On every Rosh Chodesh is a special Sawyer, which is Musaf from Rosh Chodesh, which is a Chates. V'shamoados, or on Yom Tovim, they brought a special Sawyer from Musaf. So these are called the Achates HaChitzoin, just as Achates HaTzibur. So Locher is again, Shchitosim Batzofen, V'kibu Domam Echlishros Batzofen. The Shchita and the Kabbalah Hadam has to be done on the north side of the Azorah in the Klishoris. V'dom and Torin Arba Matonis, Alab Kronis. This is a regular Achates. You have to make four Zrikas on the four corners of the Mizbeach. Ketzad, how does he do the four Zrikas? Ola Bakevis, he goes up the plank up towards the Mizbech. Ufana l'seiviv. He turns, makes a right turn right away onto the seiviv that goes around on midway up to the mizbeach. Uvola l'keren remis mizrachis. The first one he comes to is the west east side. Then it makes one zrika there. Then he goes to mizrachis tzvoinis, goes to the east north side. Then tzvoinis marofis, the northwest side. The first one, Dremis Mizrachis, was the east south side. That was the first one. That's Dremis Mizrachis. Then Mizrachis Svenis, the north east side. Then Svenis Maravis, the northwest side. Then Maravis Dremis, the west south side. He went around and made a special one zrik on each corner. Shiori had done the leftover dam of these chatois, chates atzibur, hoyishrefecha yisoid roimi. They were spilled on the yisoid, the foundation of this mizbeach, the mizbeach chitzoin, on the dorm side, on the south side of it. This is a regular chates that the kohanim can eat from it, and they have to eat the meat inside the azara, inside the walls of the azara. And hu lezichrei kuna, only to a male kohen. And b'chol ma'achal, he could eat any way he wants. He could roast it, he could cook it. Any way he wants to, he could eat the basar or this korban chatis. How long can he eat it for? L'yoyim v'laylo ad chatzois. He has that whole day of the shechita. And also at night time, until chatzois. Ad chatzois, he could eat it. And poshut, it's only the rabbanon dikaloach ad chatzois. They may derive you not eat it until omer ha-shachar, until the morning. But mid rabbanon dikaloach ha-chrik munaveiro, they said only until chatzois. Ad chatzois, you could eat it. After that, you have to be noig, as if it's noisa, you can't eat it. Now Mishneh Dalid, Ho'olam Kodshei Kedoshim. A korban oila, which is bechlal a kodesh kedoshim, shchitosim batzofen. The shchit of a kodesh kedoshim has to be on the north side of the azara. The kibul domo v'klisharos batzofen. The kabbalos adam also has to be in the klisharos on the north side of the azara. The domo torin shtei matonis shein arba. The zrikas adam of a korban oila is shtei matonis, two zrikas, which comes out to be four. In other words, on two opposite corners, diagonally opposite corners, you have to make the zrika, but on each corner, the dam goes on both sides of it. So the dam ends up on all four sides of the mizbeach, even though it's two zrikas. That's called shtayim shein arba. Utuna hafshet, you have to skin the animal, skin the korban oila, v'nituach, you have to cut it up into pieces, v'chol ishim, and then all of it is burnt on the mizbeach. Now, Mishneh, Zivchei Shal Metziba V'Yashomis, what do we do with the Shnei Kvosim on Shavuos, which is called the Shal Metziba, which has a locho like Kodesh Kedoshim, and also V'Yashomis, a Korban Oshem, it's also a Kodesh Kedoshim. So, now the Mishneh explains, Elu Hein Hashomis, what are the five different types of a Korban Oshem we have? Asham Gzelis, but Asham Yechayiv, if you make a Shavuos Shav, you kai for money, that you have to bring an Asham Gzelis. Asham Ilois, if somebody was Moel Behegdish, he has to bring a Korban Asham. Asham Shivcha Harufa, if somebody lived with a Shivcha, that's a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschirin, which was Mekudeshet to an Eved Ivri. And the Pasuk says, if you do it, you have to bring a Korban Asham. Asham Nozir, when a Nozir becomes Tomei, Bemeis, Betoich Yimei Nizirosai, then he becomes Torah from that, so he has to bring an Asham Nozir. And then Asham Mitzorah, when a Mitzorah wants to become Torah, it has to bring an Asham. So these are the different type of Ashamis, and also an Asham Toli. There's also a Shalom, if you have a Sofik, where you did a Chet, that's Mechayiv to bring a Chatas or not. So before you know Vadai, you have to bring an Asham Toli, that's called a Hanging Asham. You have a Sofik whether you ate Chelev or not. So all these type of kabbonis here, they're also kodesh kedoshim, and therefore the din is shchitosam batzofen. The shchit has to be on the tzofen side, the north side of the azara, and also the kibul dam of klisharos batzofen. You have to receive the dam on the north side in the klisharos. The dam and torn shtei matonis. You have to have two zrikas also shein arba. They come out to be four. That again, on the two diagonally opposite sides of the mizbeach, you make a zrika that ends up to be on the four sides of the mizbeach. For ne'achodin lefnim min akloyim, the kohanim could eat the basar of it where only inside the azara, inside the curtains of the azara, the zichrei kuna only yizocha could eat from it. But chol meichel, any way he wants to, whether it's roasted or whether it's cooked, liyoyim v'layel ad chatzos, again one that day and that night until chatzos that we had before. These are the lochis of kodesh kedoshim. Now the Mishnah Vavit says, Ha Toida, Korban Toida, which is a Kachem Kalim, V'yel Nozir, when a Nozir has to bring Hishlamim, it's called an El Nozir, Kachem Kalim. These are Kabonis of Kachem Kalim. And therefore the Lachazah, Shchitosam, Mechomokam, Yazara. Any place in the Yazara, you're allowed to make a Shchita. V'domen, Torin Shtei, Matone Shein Arba. Also, the Zrika is a Dam of these two, are Shtei Matones on the two opposite corners, which comes out to be on the four sides of the Mizbeach. On each corner, it hits both sides of it, it goes on both sides of the Mizbeach. V'nechol v'mucholir, you're allowed to eat the meat, any place in Yerushalayim. L'chol Adam, not only a Kayin, but anybody could eat from it. A Kayin could give it even to Yisrael to eat from it. V'chol Michael, anywhere they want to eat it, roasted or cooked. L'yoyim v'layla, one day and one whole night, ad chatzais. Tonight also, with the Rabbanon, it's only until chatzais alayla. Hamurim mehem, what about the chazon, the sheik, and the chalash shotoida that are given to Kahanim, the matnas kuna of this? Hamur mehem, that's called the pasta given to the Kahanim, not for the owner to eat. Kiyotzvim has the same halacha. Elo shamurim nechol Kahanim, but the parts that's given to the Kahanim can be eaten by the Kahanim. L'nishayim, they have a right to give it to their wives to eat. Or the name of the children. Uli avdayim, even the rabbi could also eat from it. There's doesn't have that much kedushas laguf, so the Kahanim can give it to whoever he wants to eat. Mishnah Zayin. Shlomim, a regular korban. Shlomim is also kachem kalim. And therefore, shchitosu mechol mokam yazaro, any place in the yazaro is fit to make a shchito. V'dom and torin shtei matonish and arab, also, you have to make two zrikas, the two opposite corners, what comes out, end up on the four corners of the, four sides of the mizbeach. V'nechol mecholir, any place in Yerushalayim could eat it. V'cholodim, anybody could eat it. Even a zar. V'chol meichel, any way you want to eat it. L'shna yom v'lai lechot. Here, the chiddush says you could eat it two full days, and the night in between. Hamurim hem, the parts that are given, the chazov v'shoik, that's given to the Kahanim, as matnas kuna, kiyot sebem has the same halachas, ela just, the only difference is, shamurim, the parts that are given to the Kahanim, necholim lekahanim, is given to the Kahanim teat, not to the owner, and the Kohen can do what he wants with it, he can give it l'nishayim to his wife, l'vneim to his children, u'le'avdeim to his avodim, he can do what he wants with it. Now, mishneches, ha-bechor, a korban bechor, Veha Meiser, a Korban Meiser, Meiser Beim, the 10th one, Veha Pesach, Korban Pesach. These three Kabonas are also Kachim Kalim. And therefore, Shchitosam, the Chomokam, the Yazara. Any place inside the Yazara, it's fit to make the Shchita. Vedom and Toin Matonachas. Here, the Chiddush is that you only have to make one Zrika, that's all. You do not have to make two. It's enough just to make one Shchita. And the Moradash is from Sukkim, it's enough to have one Zrika. Where does one zrika have to go? It has to go on the side of the mizbeach, that there is a foundation on the bottom of it, that there is a yisoid there. So it comes to exclude not on the east side and not on the dorm, not on the south side, that those two parts do not have a yisoid to it. But the other two is okay. There's a difference here about the achil of these three kabonis. Ha-bechor nechol kahanim. The Bechor is Nechot to the Kahanim. For Yamaisa, Korban Maisa Behemo, L'chol Adam. It goes back to the owner. The meat of it goes to the owner. For Necholim, Becholir, it could eat any place in Yerushalayim. Bechol Meichel, any way you want to eat it. And L'shnayam V'lai Lechot. These two, Bechor and a Maisa Behemo, has luck like a Korban Shlomim, that you could eat it for 2 days and a night in between. However, a Pesach, the Korban Pesach, and a nechel ala b'layla. You can only eat from the Korban Pesach the night of Pesach. V'yein nechel ela ad chatzos. You can only eat it until chatzos. So Chura'a Mishnah is a stam Mishnah like Reb Leza ben Azayah. 3 years, the Korban Pesach is only nechel ad chatzos. Therefore the Mishnah says, v'yein nechel ela ad chatzos. V'yein nechel ela lemnuyav. Who could eat from the Korban Pesach? Only people that were appointed before the Shechita. Before the Shchita, the Korban was appointed for them, they could eat from this Korban. Here also, you can only eat the Korban when it's roasted, not if it's cooked. The special locha kiyim tzli eish. Now up to Perek Vov. Mishnalef. Kodshei kudoshim sheshochtem v'resha mizbeach. You have a Korban Eilu, a Korban Chatas, a Korban Oshom, and you made the Shchita on top of the mizbeach. The shallow is that called Sofen or not? So Rabbi Yossi says yes. Kilo nishkatu batzofen. Does the whole mizbech is seated like on the Sofen side of the Yazara? So mele it's a kosher shchita for kosher kedoshim. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudu Aymer, machet siya mizbech ul tzofen kisofen. No, you have to divide the mizbech like in half. The half that's toward the north side of the Yazara, that's taka considered like Tzofen. But mechasya mizbech ul adorim, but the half of the mizbech towards the south side of it, that's kedorim, that's considered like the dorim side of the Yazara. In other words, the mizbech is mamish right smack in the middle of the Yazara. So half of it is considered on the north side of the Yazara, and the other half of it is considered on the south side of the Yazara. HaMenachis now, hayu nekmotzois b'chol mokim Yazara. What about a mincha? Even though a mincha, a regular mincha, is loch like a Kodesh Kadoshim, there's no special aloch that the kemitza, even though the kemitza taking the handful out of the mincha is like a shchita by a korban, that's the matter by a mincha, there's no aloch that has to be on the tzofen side. It can be done b'chol mokim Yazara. Any place in the Yazara, the kohen can make the malika, can make the kemitza. V'necholim lefnim menakloyim. And now the mincha, the leftover, the shrine of the mincha, a kohen's not eat any place inside the Yazara, but again, lezichre kun, only to a zohar, not to an akeva, because it has a kedusha as kodesh kedoshim. But chol meichel, any way you want to eat it, to bake it or cook it, leyoyim v'layim lat chatzais, you can eat it that day, and that night until chatzais, not afterwards. Mishneh Beis, chatis oif, how do they bring a chatis oif? If you have an oif for a korban chatis, hoy senase sakeren dremes marovis. They used to make it on the southwest side of the mizbeach. In other words, the avoida by a chatis soif, meaning the malika of it and the azoya sadam, are both done on the corner dremes marovis on mizbeach. Now, b'chol makom oisik sheira, really any place that you make the malika, it's kosher, as long as it's inside the Yazara. But this was the makom lechatchila where to make the hazor. Like this is the place where you have to make the hazor. But since that's the place where you have to make the hazor, the spritzing of it's done, the mele hu adin, they used to make the malika there also. Lechatchila, you should make the malika in the place where you're supposed to make the hazor. But mitzar adin, you can make the malika any place you want in the Yazara. Now, shloisha devorim hoy soisa akeren mishameshes. This special corner, the Dreimis Marovis, the southwest corner, there are three special things that used to be done there, Malamata, on the bottom part of the Chut HaSikra, Ushloisha Malamala, and three special things that were done on the top part of that corner of the Mizbeach. Now, what are these special things? Milamata, on the bottom part of the Chut HaSikra, what do they do special on this corner, the Dreimis Marovis? Chatesayf. That's where they brought the chatasoif. That's where the hazois. That's where they made the malika. And the hazois of a chatasoif was done there. For yahagoshois. That's where they used to bring a mincha. It was a mitzvah after the, or before they made the kemitza, that had to make hagosha. The pasuk says, v'im minchas machreshos kobenecho, v'ekriv elokoyin, v'egish al mizbeach. You have to bring it towards the mizbeach. So where did they bring it towards the mizbeach? Towards the dremes marovis. Ushiori hadam, and the leftover dam of all the kabonis, they used to spill it on the side of the dremi bezav yizu on this corner, on the corner of dremis marovis. Now mumala, what was done special? The three special things on the top part of the chut hasikra on this corner was nisach hamayim v'hayayim. That's what he used to pour the water on chag asukis. And the yayin of every single day, when they used to bring menasech yayin b'chol yayim, when they brought the korban atomid and shachar and tomid shaben abayim, that the yayin used to go on this top corner. V'oila soif, and the oila soif used to make the malik and used to make the hazois there kishirabe b'mizrach, when it was too crowded on the mizrach side. That was even though the ikka place where to do the oila soif is on the corner treimis mizrachis. But if that corner was too crowded, then the next corner they used to use was the Dremes Marovis. There was also kosher to make the malika over there. Now Mishneh Gimel. Kol oilim la mizbeach. Anytime the Kohen used to walk up the mizbeach, oilim derech yamin. He always used to go up and turn towards the right side. Umakif, and they would go around the Mizbeach, the Yordim Derech Smol, and they would come down on the left side of the Mizbeach, on the Marv side of the Kevis. There's they go up towards the east side of the Kevis, and they would come down on the west side of the Kevis. Chutz, excluding Menoilu L'Shloisha Devor Melo. Only the things they went up for, these three special things that Shohayu Oilin, the Chorizum Lekev, used to go up and come down on the left side. In other words, these three things that were done on the Karen of the Dromis Marovis, so that was the Nisach HaMayim and the Yain El Asayf, used to go up on the left side and used to come down over there also. And the Gemara says the reason why, we didn't want them to go around with the water and the Yain, we're afraid the smoke would come into it, and we're afraid Huadin, the bird, may die because of the smoke. So therefore, these special things used to go up on the left side and come right down. Mishnah Dalet. Chates oif keitzed ois anasis. How did they do the avoida by a chates oif? Is ho yamoylekes roishim emul orpo. The Kohen used to make the malika with his thumb, the opposite side of his neck, on the back of his neck. V'yeinam avdol. He would not divide the rosh from the guf. There is, it was only cut through the shedra and the mafrekis until he got to the veshed or the kona, and he would cut roiv of one of them, but he would not cut both of them. That's called v'yeinam avdol. He's not supposed to cut both simonim. Then umaze midomo akira mizbeach. He would spritz the dam from the oif itself directly onto the mizbeach. There was no kabbalas adam by an oif, but they spritz the dam directly from the oif on the side of the mizbeach, which was done lamata from the chuta sikra. Vaychat esoif was done on the bottom part of the chuta sikra. Shiori hadam, the leftover blood that was still left in the oif, hoy mismatze al yisoid, used to like squeeze it, press it out on the yisoid of the mizbeach. And ein la mizbeach al domo pukulu lakahanim. The only thing the mizbeach that was put on the mizbeach from the chat esoif was only the blood, but the rest of it, the meat, was all eaten by the kahanim. Mishnah Hay. Oilas oif keitzer oisa nasis. How did they bring an oilas oif? Is all about kevis. The Kohen used to go up the plank to the mizbeach or funnel a soiviv. He would turn right away to the small soiviv. Now, bolo lekeren dremis mizrochis. He would first come to the corner of the dremis mizrochis. Hoye moilekes roshim amulorpoi. He would make the malika over there. On the back of the neck, he would make the malika. Mavdil, by an oif, by an oilas oif, they used to be a mavdil, means you have to cut both simonim. You'd mavdil the rosh, the head, from the guf. And the diik is synthesized by a chatis for lo yavdil, mashra by an oil, it's supposed to be muvdil. So that's called mavdil. Now, umamatze es doma akira mizbeach. He would not throw the dam, but rather he would take the guf of the oif and squeeze it against, or press it against the side of the mizbeach. Or mamat says domo al kira mizbeach. Then not less a rosh. Then the Kohen would take the head of the oif, oilas oif, vehikiv beis malikosa la mizbeach. So when he took the head, he would like vehikiv, means bring it closer towards the mizbeach, and like press the head to get all the dam out of the head on the mizbeach. In other words, you get all the dam out of the head first, and put it on the side of the mizbeach. Then the Mishnah says, "Usfogoy b'melech." You have to put salt onto the head. You clean it off with salt. Uzorka gavi yishim, and then you throw the head of the oil asoif on top of the fire. Bola laguf. Then the Kohen come to the guf of the bird. Ve'isares hamur. He has to take off the crop. Ve'yes anoit, and he takes off the feather also there. Ve'yes b'nei mayim. Hayot mimo, and it takes off like the kishkas, the insides of it that comes off with it when you take off the maror, when you take off the feathers that are on the side of it. Veshlichon the beis hadeshen, and these things he throws to the side to the beis hadeshen, which is on the dorum side of the mizbeach. Now, shisa, he like rips open the bird. V'lo hivdu, but do not divide up mamish into two pieces. But v'im hivdu kosher, if he does rip it up into two pieces, still is kosher. was Svoge the Melech, and even the guf now of the oif also he stuffs up with, wipes it off with salt. Ozorka Kavishim, then he throws the sauce on top of the fire. So kitsa, the way you burn the Erla Soif is, you burn each part separately. First you burn the Rosh, and then you burn the guf of the oif. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Vov, what's going to be Loi Heis, let's say did not take off Leyas and Mura, not the crop of the oif. Leyas and Noitza, not its wings. Voloyas b'nei mayin hayotzimimo, you did not take off the kishkas, the insides that come out with it. Voloyas fogar melech, let's say you did not salt it. So kol sheshinabo me'acha shemit says domok shera. The loch was as long as you made the mitzvah hadam, as long as you like squashed the goof against the side of the mizbeach, you made a mitzvah, you squashed out the dam of the yoif on the mizbeach, the yoif is kshera. That's the ikar avoyde, is the mitzvah hadam. What's going to be hivdu b'chatis? Let's say b'chatis soif, they separated the rosh, the head from the goof, or else v'loy hivdu b'oyla, let's say by oyla soif, they did not divide the rosh from the guf. Then locher is posel. These two things are makiv by a korban or by oyla seif and by a chate seif. Mitzo dam ha rosh, v'loy mitzo dam ha guf. So locher is psula. If you only like squashed out the dam from the head, but not the dam from the guf of the oif, that's psula. That's not called as rika, because roiv of the dam is in the guf, is in the body part of the oif. What's going to be though the opposite way? Let's say mitzvah dam haguf, you squeezed out the dam of the guf on the mizbeach, but just for the mitzvah dam harosh, you did not squeeze out the dam of the head, then the din is kshera. Now Mishneh Zayin, chatis oif shemolko shlo lishmo. Let's say the kohen made the malika shlo lishmo, not l'shem chatis but l'shem oila, or else mitzvah dam. B'shas the kohen made the mitzvah, b'shas she squashed the dam on the mizbeach, shlo lishmo, or else oy lishmo v'shlo lishmo, oy shlo lishmo v'lishmo, psula, all these cases are psula, just like the shechita by korban is posel, like this by chatis, who did by chatis soif also, b'shas the maliko, the zriko, shlo lishmo, and even lishmo and shlo lishmo is psula. What's going to be the oyla soif? Let's say by the oyla, that's the oif, that's an oila. Then kshera, just like by zevach of a korban oila, shlo lishmos kshera, here also is kshera. Ubavado providing shlo also labailim, but the owner is not nekayim his chayiv, he has to bring another one, l'shem the neder. Now, echad chatis oif, whether it's a chatis oif, v'echad oila soif, shemolka, let's say the kohen made the malika, v'shemitza domen, or let's say he made the zrika sadam, lechol dover shadarka lechol, he had in mind to eat something that's a derech to eat, whereas lahaktir dovish daka lahaktir, he had in mind to burn something that he's supposed to burn, and he had in mind chutzlim kaimoi, to do it at the wrong place, the locher is possible, just like by korban. But v'ein by korus is not chal the psul pikul, is not chal of korus. What about chutzlim manai? He had in mind to burn it or to eat it at the wrong time, then pigul, tzchala then pigul on this oif, and therefore the chayav mal of korus, if you come to eat from it now, he be chayav korus. Obavad providing though, sheyakrev hamatek mitzvosai, when all the rest of the mitzvahs of the chatis of the elas life was done. Just like by the korban, you have to be matir, kol yakrev hamatek mitzvosai. Ketzad, what's the case that korav hamatek mitzvosai, that everything was done right? The only thing that was done wrong was there was a machsheves pigul. Molak pishtika, b'shas the kohen made the malika, kept quiet. He made a good malika. Ol mitzvah hadam, then he made a mitzvah hadam chutz lezmanoi. He had a mind to do it the wrong place. Oy shemolak chutz lezmanoi, he had a mind b'shas malika to do it the wrong place, to eat the wrong time, I mean. Ol mitzvah hadam pishtika, or else oy shemolak ol mitzvah hadam chutz lezmanoi. Both he had a mind to eat or to burn the wrong time. Zeu shakor v'matek mitzvosai. This called everything was done right. The only thing that was done wrong was he had a machsheves pigul. That's always the way pigul works. What's going to be though a case of loikor v'matek mitzvosai? You did not bring the matter, the rest of the avodah the right way, meaning you had some other psul besides the machshava chutzlas manai. What's the case then? Molak chutzlam kaimai. Bishas Mlika, you had in mind to eat it at the wrong place. And then Umitzi Adam Chuslas Manoi. It's no good, since it was ready Chalab so Chuslam Kaimoi, it's not Chal Pigal. Oy Shamola Chuslas Manoi. Let's say Bishas Malika, you had in mind to eat it at the wrong time. But then Umitzi Adam Chuslam Kaimoi. Oy Shamola Kumitzi Adam Chuslam Kaimoi. All these cases are not considered korva matika mitzvosai. Means you had some other machshava, or machshava chuslam kaimoi, achutz from the machshava's pigle, therefore it's not chal pigle, just a psul. Alright, a turnover. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be chatas oif? Shemolka shloy lishmo. He had a machshava shloy lishmo b'shas mlika, which passel the chatas. And then umitzadom chuslas manoi, he had a mind to eat it the wrong time. Oy shemolka chuslas man, he had a mind, his mind b'shas mlika, he's going to eat from the meat the wrong time, which is a machshavas pigel. But then umitzadom shloy lishmo, he had a second machshava psula, machshava shloy lishmo. Oy shemolka umitzadom shloy lishmo, zel shloy korva matik mitzvosai. This is not called you brought the matirin mitzvosai, because you have some other psul here besides the psul of pigel. What's going to be if he has a mind, lechol kezayis b'chutz, or kezayis l'mocher? He has a mind to do both, a psul of chutz and a psul of pigel. Reals kezayis l'mocher, kezayis b'chutz, reals kechati zayis b'chutz, b'shas mlika, he has a mind teat, hachati zayis in the wrong place, kechati zayis l'mocher, reals kechati zayis l'mocher, kechati zayis b'chutz, possible. In all these cases, only possible. We ain't makoros. There's no isakoros over here, since it's not called korf hamatir. He had another psul here besides the psul of pigel. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda sheet over here is just like he has by svachim. Is that ze aklal? If machshev is hazman, kodmo lemachshev is hamakom. If the first machshev of psul was the machshev of pigel, teat the meat the wrong time, so man let's chal pigel and mechiyav mal of koros. But let's say the opposite way. First you had a mind to eat the meat the wrong place. That machshava came before the machshava sazman. Then the locher is possible v'yein bekoros, because it's first chalap sulup chuslam kaimoi. However, the chum say no, zeh v'zeh possible v'yein bekoros. In both cases, there's only pshat here that's possible, but there's no chiyuv koros because it's not called korv hamatik mitzvosai. What's going to be lecho kechati zayis
b'shas shchita?
Tida kechati zayis chutz letzei chutz lezmanoi or lahakta kechati zayis, and you also had a mind to burn a chati zayis of the emurim tomorrow, is kosher. This machshav does not come together. And the klal is shein achila v'yaktara mitztarfen. You can't put together the achila and the yaktara. You need a kezayis on each one. Here that you only had a machshav of chati zayis on each one, it's now mitzvahfen, and the mice will still be kosher.
Yeah, now we're up to Perek Shvi. First Mishnah Aleph, Chatis Oif Shaso Lamata. You have a Chatis Oif, so the place we're supposed to do it is Lamata. Kemaisa Chatis L'shem Chatis Kshera. The same way you do a Chatis Lamata L'shem Chatis, still is Kshera. Now, so Kemaisa Chatis means you only made a Malika in one simin, and you amazed the Domo. So, and then after you made the hazor, you spring it, then you bring the goof itself and you press it, you make a mitzvah adam. That's kshera, that's the way you're supposed to. K'maisa chatas l'shem oila. Let's say you do a maisa chatas l'shem oila. In other words, you did the right maisim. You have this chatas oif, that you made the right malika, you made the right hazor l'mato, just in the kohen has in mind to do it l'shem oila. So it's called Kemaisa Chatas L'Shem Anil, has a mind to do the Shem Oyla Saif. Or else, even though it's a Chatas Saif right now, but he's doing Kemaisa Oyla L'Shem Chatas, he's doing the Maisa Oyla, he's making the Malika on both Simonim, or he's doing it L'Mala. But even though he has Kavon L'Shem Chatas, still it'll be possible, because it's wrong Avoida. Or else Kemaisa Oyla L'Shem Oyla, that's Pshita, Psula. In all these three cases, this Chatas Saif is Psula, because you had either the wrong Avoidas or the wrong Machshava. What's going to be asol lamalo kemaisa kulam is psula. In other words, you did this chatas oif with one of these actions which were done lamalo, so that makes it psula. The chatas is psula. That since it was not done kemitzvosai, the chatas is psula. Mishnah beis Oila Saif Shaso Lamala. You have an Oila Saif that the avoider is to do it Lamala. That's what we're supposed to make the Mitzvah Adam. And Kamai Soila, you did it the right way. You made a Malika on both Simonim and Lishem Oila. You had in mind to do it Lishem and Oila Saif. It's Kshera. That's Kimitzvah. That's the way you're supposed to do it. But what's going to be Kamai Soila? True, you're making the Malika in both Simonim and you're making the Mitzvah Adam. You are pressing it against the top of the Chuta Sikra on top of the Mizbeach. But the Kohen had in mind l'shem chatis is k'shera l'maisa like an oila shleil l'shmo that the oila is kosher or bavad providing those also l'baylim but the owner is not yot his chayif his ned will still have to bring another oila saif. What's going to be if he does this oila saif k'maisa chatis? He makes the mlik on one simon or else he makes that zoyz dam l'mata l'shem oila even though he has in mind to do with l'shem and oila saif. Or else, Kamai Sechatis, he's making one Malika on one Simon, and making the Azor Lamata, and he also has a man, Lashem Chatis, Lashem Mekorban Chatis, it's Psula. Here, this Oila Soif is Psula. Because he did the wrong Avoidus. Azor Lamata, Kamai Sekulam Psula, that's not going to be shot. That Oila Soif has to be done Lamala. If you do it Lamata, that's Psula. But one of these actions, since it was done Lamala, Lamata, it's Psula. Mishnah Gimel. The chulon in all these cases, ain't a metamza beisabliya. All these either chatus soif or la soif, they were learned before that the psula because the kohen was mishana from the avoda. But our koponim, it's not called an nevela. It has no tumas beisabliya. And this the lachar is of an oif tor. It's nevela if you eat it. So you need a kazayisa when you swallow it in your beisabliya. When you swallow it, it's metam of the goof. Here these oifes are not metam of the goof. It's not called it like an avela since a malika was done to them. And the nisamila is las kedushas a carbon on it. Chutz excluding mechatis oif shasol lamata. You have a chatis oif. They did it the right place lamata. Kamaisa chatis l'shem chatis. In other words, when you bring a chatis oif and you do it all the right way, you do it lamata with the right malika. Because then you did it kimitzvosoi, the malik, and after the hazoyas adam, it's mata the boss of achila. So since the kanim are allowed to eat from this boso, there's no meisamila. So when do we say there's an isamila? If it's still like psula, you're not allowed to eat it. But once here it was done kimitzvosoi, the chat is safe, that the kanim have a right to eat it, and the chnaim of the isamila goes off it. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Oila soif shaso lamata. You have no oila soif. That you did it on the bottom part of the chuta sikra of the mizbeach, which is really psula. You're supposed to make the mitzvah adam on lamato, on lamala, the top part of the chuta sikra. And you did it kemaisa chatas l'shem chatas. So you did this oila soif that you brought lamato and you made a maisa chatas. Poshta means you made a malika on one simi, you were mavdul. And also you hezim midam akir mizbeach, you like spritzed it. You did l'shem chatas. Sir Blezer, Mablezer holds Moilim Boy. The Maisa is still Nisamila, since you were first Makdish it for Korban Oila, and it was not Hutta for the Kahanim to eat from it, so therefore the Maisa still has Nisamila on it. If Yeshua, I'm Yeshua says, no, ain't Moilim Boy, there's no Nisamila. But Yeshua holds, since you were Shinu Shmor Maseho, so therefore it's like a comes like a Chatis that has no more, he has no more Nisamila. That's Rabbi Shua Svara, a Moilim Boy. His Omer Blazer says, Mo'im Chatis, Shem Moilim Boy L'shmo, Madach Chatis Oif. If you bring it the right way, there's no Ismila after you make the Hazoy Saddam. It's Mutta for the Kanam Tidit. There's no Ismila. Kishishinu Eshmo, if you make a Shlev L'shmo by Chatis Oif, Moilim Boy, since there's no Heta Bachila, there's an Ismila on it. If so, Oila, there's Oila Soif. If you bring the oil the right way, there's no head to teed it, so there's an isamila on it. So because yeshino is shemo, when you make a shino shemo, you do it l'shem echatis, ain't a din, isn't it a svarish yimulobo? That about there should be an isamila on it. On this omel, Rabbi Shua said back, lo yimamarta bechatis, hatei echatis is different. Sheshino is shemo l'shem erlo. Shu, you made a shlo l'shemo bechatis, therefore it's psula, it's like a korban oilo. So therefore, it has an Issa Mila on it. Shekein Shine Shmuel Adobe Sheish Pamila. You change this name to something that does have an Issa Mila on it. But to Yomi, you want to tell me, Boila, by Oilas Life, Sheshine Shmuel Shem Chatis, we change his name to Shem Chatis. Shekein Shine Shmuel Adobe Shein Pamila. you changed its name to something that does not have an Yisimila on it. So Menla goes off the Yisimila, therefore this oil is like a chattis, it has no Yisimila. Oh, Malo, Rebbe Lezer says back, V'reikotshe kadoshim, sheshochtim bedorim, you have a korban oil, and you made the shechit in the wrong place in the south side of the Yazara. That you also made a shechit l'shem and shlomim, yuchichu, that would bring a proof. The what? Shekein shinat shmol nadov v'shem b'milo. You changed this oiler into a korban shlomim. That was your kavon that has no istimilo. And still a moilim bohen. Havad rabbi is nisimilo on this kochi kadoshim. L'maisa the shechit was done in the wrong place. It's not matrit b'achilo. Havad it'll still be nisimilo on it. Is afat to see you also, Rabbi Yeshua. At the time, do not wonder al oila. How come this oila still has an isimilu on it? Shafal pisha shina shmuvlo. He changed his name. The dover shein b'milu. He had a mind to do with l'shein mechatis. Sheyimulabo. But avad now l'maisa still says possible. You still have an isimilu on it. On this omol, Rabbi Yeshua said back. Lo yimomar to bekotch gadoshim. Not only bekotch gadoshim. Sheshchotin bedorim. The shchit was done bedorim. Or shchot l'shem kochim kalim, that you shecht l'shem kochim kalim. Shekein shinen shmom bedov v'sheish by isa v'heta. Al koponim you mishanin as kochim kadoshim into a kochim kalim that has an isa v'heta, has an isa miler on it. Teyam abayla sheshinen shmom bedover shekuli heta. But you did this oila now into a chatis that by chatis saif there's no part of it, there's no emurim. By chatis saif no part of it is burnt on the mizbeach. There's no mila at all on it. The whole thing is kula necholakanim. So since this oila saif, you did it with the kavana of a chatis, and on the chatis there's no isimila at all, that's your Yeshua's svara, this oila light changes over into a chatis that there's no isimila at all.
Mishnah Hay. Molak b'smoil. Let's say the kohen made the malik on a knife with his left thumb. Oy balayla rosh, he did it at night time. Or yo shochat chulin b'fnim. Let's say they made a shechita on a regular chulin inside the azoro. Or else for kodishim b'chutz. Relatively made a shechita on kodishim b'chutz. Then in all these cases it's possible. Still the locher is einu mitamim b'beis ablia. If you now eat this oif and you swallow it, you don't become tamei. In other words, the shechit or the malik help at least to take off the tumas nevela. What's going to be molak besakin? Let's say the kohen used a knife when he made the malik inside the azara, or else molak chulin bifnim, where it took an oif of chulin and he made a malik inside, or else for kotshim achutz, he made a malik on an oif kotshim achutz, or else turin shlegi azmanen, he took these turin, these birds that did not become its mania, it's too young yet to be used for a korban, or else b'nei yoinu, which is the opposite, they can only be used 1 year old. Shavas manan, he used it now when it's after a year old already, or else sheyovesh gapo, or else that's wing dried up already, or else v'she nimeis eino, it's missing an eye, it's mechus rever, v'she nikto raglo, or else its foot was chopped off, is metame b'veis abliya. All these cases, the malika means nothing, and therefore it has tumas nevela on this life. And zeh klal, this is the general klal. Kol shayiv psul b'kodesh, any time the psul happen in the beis hamikdash, it's a kachum dik psul. Then the locher is einam tamam beis abliya. It does not have tumas nevela. Lamaisa said like a shchit or malika was done on it. It was matter the tumas nevela. What's going to be loyhayiv psul b'kodesh? Like these last cases where the bird was too old or too young, that the psul happened before it even came into the Azara, then the lochra is the malika means nothing, and therefore mitama beveis abliya, then it has mamish tumas nevela, that if you eat it, you become tummy. And then the Mishnah ends off though, but v'chol ha-psulim shemolku, any kohen that's posel, or even a zar or noinin in a tfulyoyim, if they make the malika, malikosam sul enachnama, the malika is not mata the yoif, b'achila, but still v'yeinu mitamus v'beis abliya, because these are called the psul b'kodesh, and therefore the malika helps at least that it takes off the yisa tumas nevela. Mishnah Vov, molak v'nimtza treifa. Let's say the kohen made a malika on the yoif, and then it came out there was a treifa, there was a nekiv, there was all in the veshet, like b'nei mayin. So Rabbi Meir says, v'yeinu mitamus v'beis abliya. Still there's no tumas v'beis abliya.
just like a shechita helps on a treifa, hu adin, a malik also helps on an oif, that's a treifa. Rabbi Yudan of Yudis says, mitama beisabli, you know, a malika does not help on a treifa, since this malika is not matrit bachila, therefore the malika does not take off the tumas nevela. Omer Rabbi Meir says like this, ma im nevelas behema, she mitama b'magav amasa, just like a regular behema, when it dies, its nevela has tumas magav amasa. Whoever touches it, whoever carries it, becomes tummy. Still the lochr is, shchitos mitahera says treifos mitumasa. If you make a shchito on a treifa, the maisa takes off the tumas nevela. If so, nivlei sa'if, a nevela of an oif, shenu mitama b'magav amasa. If you touch a dead bird, it's not mitama you, or if you carry it. It's only mitama if you eat it. Is ainu din, isn't it a svara shetei shchitoso mitahera says treifosim mitumasa? If you make a shchito, it should be mitara take off the tumas, tumas nevela. So the Mishnah says, if so, ma mitzinu v'shchitoso, si machsharta b'yachilo, just like a shchita by an oif chulin. That's what's matrit b'achilo. Umatera says treifosim mitumasa, since the shchita is the matir, therefore takes off the tumas nevelo. If so, the svara should be af malikosta, the same thing if you make a malika on an oif kochim. She machsharta b'achilo, that's what's be machshrit b'achilo, is tetara treifosi mitumasai. Isn't that a svara? It should be mitara take off the tumas on the velo. It should mitara the treifa mitumasai. Just like a shchita does it by an oif chulin, who would in a malika should do it by an oif kochim. On this, Rabbi Yosi says no. Daya kinivlas behema. It's enough like an avail of a behema. The watch chitosa mitarosoi avolem likosoi. Just like by behema, it's only a shchito, who would then buy oif also. Only a shchito is mitar mede nevelosoi, but not a malika. Now we're up to Perek Shmini. Mishnah Aleph. Kol hasvochim shenis orvu bechatoi samesis. All the zvochim, if they got mixed up, one chat is hamesos, the din is supposed to die, so loch or else, hoy b'shorhaniskol, a lot of different kabonas got mixed up with one shorhaniskol, the din is supposed to kill it, so afilu echad b'riboy, even if one shorhaniskol got mixed up in 10,000, loch is yamusu kulon, you have to kill them all. In other words, there's no din bita b'roif here, but the svaros cause a bal chai is a dover choshuv, there's no din bita b'roif, therefore you have to kill all of them. What's going to be in this orvu bishor shenevdu b'yavera? Let's say a kochim, a kabonis got mixed up with one shor that did their shenevdu b'yavera. That it did an avera, like we'll soon see that it killed somebody. What's the avera that it did the shor? Oy shaymes es odem al pi edechod, oy al pi abaylam. Either that there's only one edechod that saw that this shor killed somebody, so the maitha, the shor, we did not kill it, but still it's possible for korban, or else api abaylam, the baylam wamoida, the same halacha is, or else b'raveyo v'nirva, we know that the animal lived with an isha, with an ish, or the mukse was set aside to worship, or v'nevar, or else they actually worshipped this shor, or the yesnan, it was given for a present for the pay to a zayna, or the mechir, or you sold this shor for a dog, or the klayim came from two different minim, or the treifer, as the shor was a treifer, the yoifedoif, that came out to the side. The halacha in all these cases are, Yiru Archis Tovu, you have to let all the animals that got mixed up together, let them pasture out in the fields until it becomes a balmum, v'yimachru, and you could sell it. And then with the money, v'yovid v'dmeha yofeshabem, v'yoysi amin, like the best animal in that min, you have to be afraid that was the korban, and you have to buy a korban with that amount of money. What's going to be in this orvo b'chulun temimim? Let's say they got mixed up with chulin animals that were chulin temimim, so yimachru ha-chulin letzricha yoysi amin, sell the chulin for this purpose, for this type of a korban. Like this last case, let's say one korban oilo got mixed up with behemoths that were chulin. So the maisa, the answer is, sell all these animals to somebody that needs a korban oilo, and let him bring all of them for korban oilo. So mamonashach, you brought the type of a korban that you were supposed to. Now Mishnah Beis, Kodeshim b'Kodeshim. Let's say Kodeshim got mixed up from different people's Kodeshim got mixed up. So min b'mina. Let's say they're both the same type of a korban. One, they're both achatis. or else they're both an oila, just they belong to two different people. So lochri zeh yikor of l'shem ishu, v'zeh yikor of l'shem ishu. The Kohen brings both kabonis, and each one they bring, they have in mind, whoever the real owner it is, it should be him. But since both of them is a korban chatas, there's no problem. You do the avoidus l'shmo, just you have in mind whoever the real owner is. What's going to be kodshim v'kodishim min b'shein minoy? Let's say a chatas got mixed up with a korban oila. So now what do we do now? You can't bring both of them, because you don't know what type of an avoid to do. The chatas has one, and the oila has a different one. Therefore, the etzer is yiru achi istovu. Let it pass through in the field until it becomes a balmum. V'yemachru, and then you sell these two animals. V'yovi b'dimei hayofi sheben mimin zeh. In other words, the one that's worth more money, let's say it's worth $100, so now at $100, you have to buy yourself a new animal, and one animal you make a chatas. And the second animal you buy also the same thing worth $100, because you have a suffix, which one was the better animal? Was it the chatas or was it the yoilo? So now that you find out the better one is sold for $100, you have to buy two new animals, both worth $100 apiece, and bring one the shame chatas and one the shame yoilo. And the yafsa da moisim abaisoi, the extra money that you have to pay now, there's one was worth $100 and one was only worth $90. You have to spend the extra $10 because you have a suffix, which one was the chatas, which one was the yoilo. So in a suffix, you have to bring both good ones. What's going to be nis'arvo b'b'chor of a ma'iser? Let's say the kachim got mixed up with a b'chor, a korban b'chor, a korban ma'iser, where the din is you cannot be part of them. So the etzer is yirova shistovu. Let it pasture in the fields, and then v'yochlo k'b'chor of a ma'iser. You'll have to eat it, not even though you sell it, you'll have to be machmir with the meat, that on the tzadah was a b'chor or a ma'iser, you cannot sell it, the kedusha does not go off it, you cannot be part of it, so you'll have to eat the meat with the kedusha's b'chor and the kedusha's ma'iser. Yeah, because min hasofik, you don't know which one you could be part of, which one not. But with the money, you buy a new korban. Now, hakoil, in other words, you could be part of enough that you wait till it becomes a balmum. So a b'chor or ma'aser becomes a balmum, it's nechal either to the kohen or to the owner. Just as nechal b'kedusha, you can't sell it in the italis, you can't be mevazerit. So now, even though one of them really, when it comes to balmum, you can sell it completely, and the kedusha goes off, but since you don't know which one, both of them you have to be noy b'kedusha. And the Mishnah ends off, HaKol Yecholum Nesarif, Chutz Min Achatis Min Oshem. All Korbanos could get mixed up, you don't know which one is which, excluding Achatis and Oshem, because they can't get mixed up, because the fish Oshem only comes an Ayelay Kevis, a ram or a lamb. But Achatis is in a keva, or else a soya zochir. So the kids, you could tell the difference between the different type of animals. Therefore, Achatis and Oshem cannot get mixed up together. Now Mishnah Gimel. Oshom shenis arav bishlomim. Let's say a korban oshom got mixed up with a korban shlomim. That the mat and domim of both of them is the same type. They both have shtei maton shen arba. The only difference is that a shlom is nishchlu b'chol mokum and the azara, and the oshom is on a necha, is on a nishchat b'tzofen. So still the yetzer is yiroa chistov. You have let it pasture in the field, so it comes about mum, and sell it. And with the money, you buy two new ones. Rabbi Shimon Amino, Rabbi Shimon says, Shneyim Yishchitu B'tzofen. Both of them now, you could be brought, make the Shchita B'tzofen, the Chumra make both Shchitas B'tzofen, V'yech L'Kuchom Shaben, and you'll eat, and you can make the Zrikas Adam, they both have the same type as Zrikas Adam, and you'll eat the meat with the Chumra V'Noshom only one day and one night, not 2 days like a Korban Shlomim. That's Rabbi Shimon Zaitza. Is Omrullah, the Chum Zabat Rabbi Shimon O, and Mevi and Kodesh and Lebeis Absol, we do not want this to happen. Because if so, really, one animal was a Korban Shlomim. Now let's say leave the meat overnight. So really, if it was a Korban Shlomim, you'll have to eat it the next day. But now that you be Machma, they say maybe it was an Oshom, you'll have to burn it. So it comes out, you bring in Kodeshim, Lebeis Absol. So therefore, the Chum said, the best day is let it pasture in the field till it comes about Mum, and you sell it, and with the money you buy a new one, to know clearly which one's an Oshom, which one's a Shlomim. What's going to be Nisarvu Chatichas Pechatichas? Let's say a piece of meat from one kochim got mixed up with another piece. So it depends. Kochim Kadoshim Kochim Kalim. So let's say a piece of Chatis got mixed up with a piece of Shlomim. So Necholim Liyamechad Benechol Mishna Yomim is Yiyachal Kuchom Meshabim. Like here's B'dievit. So B'dievit already the Yetzer is to eat it Kuchumra. Now let's say one leg of a Chatis got mixed up with a leg of a Shlomim. So Nechlam, you'll have to eat both of them only one day and one night. You will not be able to eat it the next day. You have to be afraid. Maybe it was a chatis. You have to eat the kechoy meshabahen. Mishnah Dalet. What's going to be every chatis shenis arvu be every oila? let's say a leg of a korban chatas got mixed up with a leg of a korban oila. Now an oila is not nechel at all. So Rabbi Elazar Omer yitain lemalon, you have to put on top of the mizbech like burn it. Like the question is, by burning both of them, true, the oil you're supposed to burn. But the chattis is a locha that since you're supposed to eat it, you're not supposed to burn it. So how could you burn the leg of the chattis on top of the mizbeach? So blezol zinu svara, we do not do it l'shem mitzvah saktara, but just as if you're burning a piece of wood, the yisr is only to do it l'shem mitzvah saktara. It's like a tenai, whichever one is the oil you're doing l'shem mitzvah saktara. And the other one is done like burning wood on top of the mizbeach. It's not l'shem mitzvah saktara, there's no issa. V'chomoyim know tubat rosan yetzri is weitlaz psulina. Let it stay till overnight, that you can't eat it anymore. And then v'yetzla b'esasreifa, the yetzos you have to burn both of them. You cannot put it on top of the mizbeach, because there's an issa to burn a chattis on the mizbeach. Like once already was burnt the emurim, you're not allowed to burn the shirayim. So if the Yetzer is, wait till it becomes psul and burn it outside the Nechnami, not on the Mizbeach, but you burn it lebeis hasreicha. Mishnehe, Eivorim bi'evrei bal mumin. Let's say you have an Eivor of a kosher korbin that got mixed up with an Eivor from a bal mum, that's not to inala to burn it. So again, Rabbi Elazar Omer im korev roish echemim. Let's say one leg got mixed up with five other legs. So if by mistake they burnt already one leg, or as the head, if one head was burnt already, then the blez holds, Yikuv will call a Roshan, you allow to burn now the rest of the Roshan. In other words, Mikra din is bottle brave. There's a chumim with the Rabbanan to say, it's a Dabra Choshev, it's not bottle. But since one was put on top of the Mizbech and burnt already, we have right to say, most probably that was the Baal Mum, and the rest of the Maksherim, you could burn the rest of them. What's going to be Karma shall echad mehem? If by mistake also one leg got mixed up with other legs and they burnt already one leg, so again Yikru will call a kroyayim. You'll have to burn all the rest of the legs because you have a right to say most probably the Baal Mum was burnt already and the left of them left over is the ksherim. Again, one piece of a Baal Mum got mixed up with all the other pieces of karbonos ksherim. So Blazer holds that lechatchili can't burn any of them. Lechatchili, it's not bottle. Because if the Eva, they burnt one, we have a right to say now to be tolo. The one that was burnt was the Baal Mum, and therefore now you can burn the rest of lechatchila. However, the Chomer and the Chomer say no, they don't hold for the Svar of Royin. And therefore, filu korva kulam, chutz miyechad mehen, even though you burnt already all the heads or all the legs, only one is left over, still we have to be choshed, maybe that's the one of the Baal Mum, and therefore you can't burn on the Mizbeach, but rather the din is, yetzla beis hasreifa. It has to go to be burnt out on a special place on the beis hasreifa. Mishnah Vov, dom shinasara b'mayin. You have dam of a kochim, they got mixed up with water, regular dam, regular water. So it depends. Im yesh by mara dam, if it still looks like blood kosher, it's still kosher to make a zrikas adam with it. But when it loses its color of blood, then it's bottled in the water, you can't make a zrika with it. Nisara b'yayin, let's say the blood got mixed up with wine, and now you can't tell, they both look the same color. So still, rain oisikilu mayim, we have to look as if the wine is water. And what would be if this amount of blood would fall into water, would it still look like dam? Then you can make the zrika. If it would not look like dam, it would be diluted so much, it would not look like blood anymore, then you cannot make the zrika. Nis orif bidam behemoi bidam chaya. Let's say the dam of the kochim got mixed up with stam dam of a regular name of dam chulin, or dam of a chaya. It's the same thing. Roi noise kilu mayim. We look as if the dam of the behemoi or dam of the chaya is like water. And if this amount of water, if the amount of dam of the kochim would fall into it, it would still look like dam, then you can make the zrika. And if not, then it's bottom. Rabbi Yehuda Imano, ein dam of atol dam, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that min b'min is not bottle. So even though it's a small amount of dam kochim, that got mixed up with a lot of dam behema, and if it would have been water, it would not look like blood anymore. But since lamaisa, this blood got mixed up with other blood, it's not bottle, and you can still make your zrika sadam with it. Mishnah Zayin. Nisara b'dam psulim. Let's say b'dam kochim, they got mixed up with the korbin of a psul. So yishofach liyam, here there's no din bittul, and mela, it's possible you can't be zorak dam psulim, so you have to throw all the blood to the stream of water that flows through the mizbeach. What about b'dam tamsis? The dam of the zrikas adam got mixed up with the dam of tamsis, that the blood that comes out after the shchita, which is possible for zrika. The same thing, yishofach liyam, throw all the blood now into the water. Reb Leza Machshir, no, Reb Leza says it's still kosher. Again, min b'min is not bottle, even though it's a dam psulim, it's a dam tamsis, still a maisi of dam kochimir, you can make the zrika with it. Imla nimlach v'nosen kosher. If you did not ask any questions and you put it on for the Eved Avadah, it's kosher. So in other words, Rabbi Lezer holds that if the dam kochim got mixed up with the dam tamsitz, there there's no gzer with elo chetchilu, you can make this rika. Just if the dam kochim got mixed up with dam sulin, there he agrees that the chetchilu does gzer not to use it. But if you didn't ask any questions and you made this rika in lanim lechvenosan, then Rabbi Lezer holds this kosher. Even dam kosher with dam sulin, still you can make this rika. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape.